It was a strong day on Wall Street. Why? Two words. Earnings reports. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. $20 million. That's the cost to a drug company in the thick of the opioid crisis. Do you like Amazon Prime's two-day shipping? Hold that thought. More trouble for Harley Davidson. Walgreens is moving its age to buy tobacco to 21. Is there Google retaliation? Those stories and more, along with the markets, and we'll hear about the amazing new life of TV Guide. Yeah, no, really, you're going to be amazed at how Michael Kiever and NTVB Media will have you finding and watching TV now and in the future. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Reach out to us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, after a wait-and-see start to the week, strong earnings reports propelled some record numbers on Wall Street today. Coca-Cola shares rose by 1.7%, while United Technologies reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings and saw their shares bump up by 2.5%. Get this. Twitter shares jumped by 16.3% on its stronger-than-expected results. The social media company said its monthly active users totaled 330 million. That's more than an estimate of 318 million by analysts. Defense giant Lockheed Martin also rallied more than 6% after its earnings easily topped expectations. The company reported strong operating margins across all of its major businesses, which include aeronautics and missiles. We'll share all the numbers later in the broadcast. Today, Rochester Drug Cooperative, one of the nation's largest drug distributors, has agreed to pay the federal government $20 million to settle civil and criminal claims that had helped fuel the U.S. opioid epidemic. The New York pharmaceutical distributor, its former CEO and former chief of compliance, were all charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan with unlawfully distributing oxycodone and fentanyl and conspiring to defraud the Drug Enforcement Administration. The indictment marked the first ever federal criminal charges against company executives for conspiring to illegally distribute opioids. The settlement concludes a two-year probe from the DEA. The company said in a statement it will pay the $20 million to the federal government over a five-year period. As part of the settlement, RDC will be monitored for 3 years by an outside expert who will then report regularly to the DEA. Rochester is the sixth largest pharmaceutical distributor. It distributes drugs to healthcare stores in 10 northeastern states. The settlement came just 5 days after federal prosecutors charged 60 doctors, pharmacists, and other licensed medical professionals across five states in connection with illegally prescribing more than, get this, 32 million pain pills. It also comes as some 1,600 cases against Purdue Pharma and other opioid manufacturers are being consolidated and transferred before a judge in the Northern District of Ohio. Can you say tip of the iceberg? Prime and two-day shipping. Back in 2005, when Amazon created both, it was like a miracle. What? You mean I can order online and it comes like in just 2 days or less? Well, now with over 100 million people using the service, Amazon thinks it might have to make a change. Why? Shipping costs. Amazon often makes headlines for the grueling work expected of its in-house delivery fleet, or more accurately, the network of contractors that deliver packages to Prime users across the country. It's a sign that it continues to take its shipping promise seriously, often at the expense of workers. But even as Amazon has doubled down on ensuring speedy delivery, it has begun looking for ways to rein in customers' desires for instant gratification. It's a phenomenon it arguably, well, it helped create. In an attempt to cut costs and streamline its supply chain, Amazon says, we got to do something. The result? Prime orders don't necessarily arrive in 2 days anymore, nor are they always delivered to customers' homes. All of this makes sense from a financial perspective, but that may not be enough to win customers over. Studies indicate the main reason folks like Amazon is its rapid delivery. Will changes in that create roadblocks for the company's growth? Stay tuned. Well, it seems like each quarter brings new problems for motorcycle manufacturer Harley-Davidson. Today, the iconic company reported profits, get this, down 27% from a year ago. What's going on? Well, the decreasing demand for its core product, as well as the impact of tariffs from both the United States and Europe. Earnings, revenue, and sales all slumped last quarter, but shares of Harley-Davidson were up today by 2%. Why? Well, because adjusted earnings of 98 cents a share were well ahead of the 86 cents that Wall Street was expecting. But headwinds for the company are plenty. U.S. tariffs on steel have impacted the company through rising raw material costs, while tariffs from Europe and China have limited exports, and that has impacted revenue. The company estimates that the costs of the European and Chinese tariffs impacted operating earnings by $21 million. Walgreens isn't waiting around for the government to ban buying tobacco products for folks under 21, but there's a reason for the change. The Federal Drug Administration put Walgreens on notice back in February, accusing the pharmacy chain of violating rules that prohibit selling cigarettes and other tobacco products to underage buyers. Walgreens, the FDA noted, is currently the top violator among pharmacies that sell tobacco products. Some 22% of Walgreens locations inspected by the agency caught employees illegally selling tobacco products to minors. Walgreens has tightened its policies in response. Starting September 1st, it will require customers to be at least 21 years of age or older to buy tobacco products. Last year, you might remember the 20,000 workers walked out on Google. Now the two women who organized the global Google walkout say the tech giant is retaliating against them. Meredith Whitaker and Claire Stapleton, who spearheaded the movement, say they faced blowback from the company for their actions in the intervening months. In a letter shared internally with coworkers and obtained by Wired magazine, Ms. Stapleton, who is a marketing manager at YouTube and has been with the company for at least the past 12 years, wrote that 2 months after the walkout, she was demoted, lost half of the people who reported to her, and was told to go on medical leave even though she's not sick. Only after she hired a lawyer did Google conduct an investigation and reversed its decision to demote her. Whitaker, who heads Google's Open Research Group, also co-founded the AI Now Research Institute at New York University to help understand the social implications of artificial intelligence. She wrote to Wired that in order to stay at the company, she was told she would have to, quote, abandon her work on AI ethics and the AI Now Institute, end quote. Google has responded, stating that it already investigated the cases and found there was no retaliation. Meanwhile, Stapleton and Whitaker also wrote they'll be hosting a retaliation town hall on April 26th to share their stories and strategize. Today, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rallied to notch record closing highs as Wall Street cheered stronger than expected quarterly profits from some of the largest publicly traded U.S. companies. Companies like Coca-Cola, United Technologies, Twitter, and Lockheed Martin all saw their earnings beat estimates. Meanwhile, Wall Street kept an eye on oil prices as they hit their highest level this year. It all intensifies concern about global supplies, and it comes after the U.S. announced a further clampdown on Iran's oil exports. The Dow closed up 145 points to end the day at 26,656. The NASDAQ was up by over 105 points to close at 8120, and the S&P 500 shot up by over 25 points to close at a record 2933. Gold lost $3.70 and slipped to $1,273.09 an ounce. Oil, well, that was up by 65 cents to $66.20 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note came down a bit, paying 2.57%. Stay with us, because when we come back, it's a story about watching television, with more information coming to you in some very exciting ways. Michael Kiever is from NTVB Media. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear next about television watching, predicting what's to watch, where it is. It's some high-tech stuff, kids. Michael Kiever, coming up next.